blessed day.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and this is the show Shine On here on CITR. And today I'm going to be going over a Burger Records showcase. So some of my favorite bands that are on the label Burger Records. And I chose it because it is one of my favorite record labels as far as the artists it represents. And I will be having my good friend Aiden on the show later on, and he is actually playing with a band right now who is signed to Burger. So comes full circle. Should be a good show. You can expect music from bands like Shannon and the Clams, The Garden, La Luz, New Sensei, and of course The Cut Losses. So let's just kick it off here right away, and I'm going to play a band called The Coat Hangers, and this is the song Adderall. You're listening to CITR from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Bard on the Beach is under the tents at Vanier Park and going strong to September 26th. Come see a dark and hilarious comedy of errors done steampunk style, or discover a world premiere. Shakespeare's Rebel is filled with romance, political twists, and sword fighting that's up close and thrilling. All Rebel tickets are just $20 for students, and there's a low youth price for all the plays. Go to bardonthebeach.org now for details and to buy tickets.
Cool. So we were just listening to a few tracks there. Again, this is a showcase of Burger Record bands. So the first one that we had playing there was Coat Hangers, and that was the song Adderall. And then right after that, we were listening to a local band called Dead Ghosts, and that was the song You Don't Belong off of their album Can't Get No. And that was released in 2013, and it's a really great album. It's very, very garage rock, very typical garage rock, I would say. And just now we're listening to brand new La Luz, which is a four-piece band from Seattle, and that was off of their brand new album Weirdo Shrine. And that was released in the summertime, I believe. And the song that we were just listening to was called Don't Wanna Be Anywhere. And I really like that whole album. It's super good. La Luz is a great band, and it's led by Shayna Cleveland, who is she's just a very, very talented lady, super inspirational. She has a side project that is kind of more, it's more mellow. It's not as rock and roll as La Luz. It's more, it sounds very nostalgic. It's very beautiful music. And that is called Shayna Cleveland and the Sandcastles. So if you like her voice, or if you're interested in listening to more of what she does, I highly recommend listening to that band. So how's it going? I hope everyone's having a good time, having a good, back to school first couple weeks. For me, it's been pretty mellow, busy, but not too crazy. I'm happy with my classes. I'm taking Spanish this semester, so I'm very excited about that. And yeah, it's exciting kind of getting back into the groove of things and getting back into the routine of student life, which is very exciting and also terrifying at times, but it's good. It feels good to be back. We, for the first 2 weeks of school, CITR annually puts on a free live concert every day at lunch. That is called Live at Lunch, fitting. And that's for the first 2 weeks, every day at 12 o'clock. And we're just listening to a band outside of the sub called ATSI. And they are local. I actually was in residence with a few of those guys in first year. They're really, really great guys, and they make really fun music, really jammy music. Hopefully got to check them out outside of the sub at 12, but if not, you should check them out. That is ATSI. Yeah, little plug for my friends. So we are listening to a bunch of bands who are, they are represented by Burger Records, which is a really cool, really funky record label from California. Or based out of California. And it was founded by Sean Borman, Lee Noyes Rickard, and Brian Flores. And I don't know exactly when they created Burger Records, but it's a relatively new independent record label. I know that they have a really, really cool record store in Fullerton, California. A couple of my friends have been to it and said that it's just really, really, it's super funky. I just wanted to play some of the bands that are represented by that label because I tend to just listen to them a lot. And so I figured should show everyone what Burger is all about. So coming up next, we're going to listen to a band that I've been super into lately, especially this summer. And I believe they played at Sled Island, which I attended this year, but I didn't get to see them there. But anyway, this is the band Guantanamo Baywatch, and this is the song We Came With Dottie. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
I figured that I should play that little content warning before this interview starts. So I'm hanging out in the station with my friend Aiden.
What's up? I'm Aiden.
This is Aiden Danaher, and he is currently playing with Cut Losses. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, the Cut Losses. We're from the greater Vancouver area of Langley, so.
Of Langley.
Yeah, and, but I go to UBC, and of course in O'Shea.
Yeah.
And, And, oh, shout out to Matt Fisher 2015 from Patrick McWilliams and Pay the Toll. Pat's actually the one who started the band, and he's been doing this for about 5 years, and he's the craziest motherfucker ever. And yep.
Content warning was
and he says I can't be there, my heart is broken. Actually, oh. he didn't even put an N, he just said my heart is broke. Well, I'm sorry, Pat, you know, maybe you should get a job if your heart's broke.
Punk rock, right?
Yeah, except, well, we don't have and Pat, stop talking to me. I can see all the texts you're sending me and telling me what to say.
This is like the future of interviews. Yes. Like if someone can't actually be there, it's just going to be like a digital.
Here, let me tell you what to say.
Yeah. There's going to be just like fill in people.
Yeah.
They are.
But no, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, that's really sweet. So when did they get on Burger Records?
About 2 years ago, they released a EP called Surf's Up, Life's Down.
Nice.
And Burger put it on. They distributed it, and that was really awesome. And then they told us, all right, next release, we'll pull on full distribution. So
sick. That's really cool.
Whether or not it happens, we'll see. But we have a new album coming out. We spent the summer recording it. Pat actually played everything because he's a boss. So.
When is that coming out?
Probably, I heard late October, late November, and late December.
Cool.
But we'll probably be on tour January through April.
Yes, that's very exciting.
Yes, Aiden. So that means Pat buy a van.
Yeah. That would be so rad. That's like the dream. Yeah, so you're a student as well. How do you balance the being a student with the music?
How do I? I'm a philosophy major, so I ask myself that question all the time. why? Pretty much.
True. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that class you're in, like briefly?
What class?
The one that you just said.
Sex, gender, and philosophy,
yeah.
Or the philosophy of sexuality and gender.
That's really
cool. It's fun. I don't know. I guess I'd consider myself a feminist. I'm just a philosophy nerd. We're reading Freud, the three essays on the theory of sexuality, and it literally ends in. there's an unconclusive that there like it is unconclusive that there's a theory. Well, thanks, Freud. Great. Great, man. You know, I learned so much. But yeah, so it's like it's but it's interesting. I love it.
That sounds really cool.
And a lot about like, you know, he showed like videos about women being harassed during like newscasters, like you know, when the guy goes,
we all know.
Can I say it?
No,
I won't say it.
Yeah, we all know.
Fuck
it
right in the pussy.
About.
There you go. Okay, shock humor. So, but yeah, no, like talking about that and how that's so awful, but you know, I just did it and I'm no better than anybody else. So,
fair enough. Human.
I make mistakes.
Right on. Cool. Yeah. Okay, so Aiden, as well as being in the Cut Losses, makes his own music. So you're going to play some jams.
Or do
first.
You want to play Cut Losses first?
Yeah, Bananas. Totally. Okay.
This is like my favorite song. And
is this your favorite song to play or to listen to?
Listen to. Actually, both.
Cool.
But another great song is called My Death at the Bar.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean all of the Cut Losses stuff is really fun. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm biased.
No, all the music we make is terrible.
Yes.
I hate it. That's what every band says, right? Some do.
But well, let's listen to it.
Okay, so
let's
this
make Pat
is,
happy.
Yeah, this is Cut Losses with Bananas.
Thank you.
sick. That was really cool.
Yeah.
So, so Aiden, you play bass in the band.
I am the bassist, and yeah, Pat's, especially on the record, Pat is bass and guitar,
right,
and drums and vocals. Wow. And then I'm doing backup vocals for a few songs. And it's
cool. And you've already recorded the album?
Yep, it's all recorded. It's mixed. We're getting probably a few features on it that I cannot say who, but it is, oh, it's a treat. It's a treat.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah, no, it'll be really awesome. We have a great producer, Jamie McDonald. Yeah. And yeah, and he's like a hip hop producer for Van, and he's like the go-to hip-hop guy, and we were just like, well, let's use a hip-hop producer. It'll be great. And it actually cool. was. He's, like, the coolest guy ever.
That's very interesting.
He's a man's man. And well, that's a joke between us, so. and then, yeah, we have a show on Friday at Studio Records. Doors at 7:30. We're probably going to go on around 9.
Do you know how much it is?
Yeah, it should be 12 at the door, or if you could buy it from anyone in the band for $10, and that's pretty cool. That's Friday, Studio Records. Used to be Joe's apartment, but be there.
Cool.
Be there, please.
So you are primarily a guitar player.
Yeah.
What's it like playing bass when you mostly play guitar?
So the bass, when I bought a bass, I got a Mustang bass short scale because it's just way easier to actually play since it's like playing a guitar with four strings instead.
Right.
And it's also really interesting since like one of my favorite bassists ever is Lou Barlow of Dinosaur Jr. And the way he plays bass is all like these chunky chords and everything, and it's just really, it's like he has this tone because he was like a guitarist in this hardcore band, and then they were called Deep Wound, and then they became Dinosaur Jr. And so like that's where I take a lot of my stuff is, you know, like I just steal. I steal, and he's like my,
that's what art is.
Yeah,
right?
Oh well,
that's cool. And you want to play a song?
All right, sure.
Let's do it.
Let's go at it.
That should be
all
cool.
Right. Well, let's see. Do I need to move the mic at all?
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Well.
Cool. Yeah, do your thing.
All right. I think this is mine. It's not a Cut Losses song. I guess it's a love song I read about drugs and also breakup. But whatever. It's called Withdrawal. Apologize for the lullabies. Your dreams come easily, but I won't disturb your sleep. Mesmerize, I paralyze. I'm paranoid you might be leaning away from me. Nothing I can feel as good as the feeling I get with you. I'd stop it all before you even ask me to. Not your fault I'm coming down. But I can't get high without you around. There's nothing at all without withdrawal. I single goodbye from you. Now there's nothing to break my fall. I stay awake, I stay awake, I stay and wait desperately. While you get high, while you get high, without eye jealousy. I stay awake, I stay awake, I stay and wait desperately. While you get high, while you get high, without eye jealousy. Never mind the words I've spoken, fleeting feelings held for you. Iodine, I've crossed the line between addiction and a genuine virtue. God, that first verse was awful.
That was great. Thank you so much for playing.
Sure.
That was really cool.
Different tuning, had to sing a lot higher than I meant to, and I was like, oops.
No, it sounded really, really good. I think there's some issues in the studio. We're getting some like echoing in the mic or in the headphones, and I don't know for sure. I think that it sounded good. I'm sure that it sounded amazing. It sounded really good in here, at least.
I'm sorry, everybody. That was, yeah.
No, hello. That was really good.
Can't be an artist unless you're really hard on yourself.
Oh, completely.
And I'm not an artist. I'm just a guy who gets by.
I like that. Do you want to play another one, or what are you feeling? Should we play a tune?
Yeah, let's play a tune.
Okay, I'm going to play a band that I really, really like. They're so weird and very unique. They've actually created their own genre for themselves because they didn't want to essentially conform to any genre that is out there.
Who?
So they are called The Garden. And it's twin brothers. I think I told you about them briefly. It's twin brothers from Orange County, and they have created their own genre, which they have called Vada Vada. And it's kind of like their dream world that they've like created through their music. And it's really interesting. But they also just released a new album called Haha, which I haven't listened to yet, but I will at some point, obviously. But they're so great. So anyway, this is The Garden, and this is the song The Apple. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an apple? Have you ever seen an apple walking around? Have you ever seen an apple? Have you ever seen an apple walking around? Have you ever seen an apple? Have you ever seen an apple walking around? Have you ever seen an apple? Have you ever seen an apple?
shepherd walking around.
On Saturday, September 26th, Seattle indie rock band Chastity Belt are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guests Le Chaussette and Strange Wilds. Chastity Belt is on tour to support their new album, Time to Go Home, on Harley Art Records. This is an early show. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 11 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance and available online at ticketweb.ca. Tickets are also available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Not just Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Xenia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Cool. Welcome back to the show. I'm hanging out with Aiden Danaher. So... Oh, right. You need a microphone.
Ah, there it is. There it goes.
Who needs a mic in a radio station? Cool. So Aiden's going to play another song for us.
All right. Here's a Lead Belly cover because it's fun. Yeah.
Oh, and also we just played The Garden with the song The Apple and just now the bullshit grilled cheese song, Pat, is called Grilled Cheese by Cherry Glazer, and it's great.
Dude.
So get up on
Cherry
it.
Cherry Glazer's a burger band. Just get over it.
We're just communicating via radio.
Yeah,
okay, let's
much.
Do this song.
All right. Yeah, Lead Belly song. It's called Hung 'Em on a Cross. They hung him on a cross. They hung him on a cross. They hung him on a cross for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on a cross. They hung him on a cross for me. They whooped him up the hill. They whooped him up the hill. They whooped him up the hill for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on a cross. They hung him on a cross for me. He never said among them words. He never said among them words. He never said among them words for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on a cross. They hung him on a cross for me. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on a cross. They hung him on a cross for me. Sweet.
Rad. What was that called?
Hung Him on a Cross by Leadbelly, I think.
I never would have guessed.
Yep, exactly. All right, this one, Shay's going to help me out with some lyrics, since I actually couldn't remember them, and I got to, like, scoot in here and get up all in this. All right. Yep. All right. Write a song for you to be forgiven for your ecstasy. Concentrate to masturbate. I sit and wait while you gyrate. Runaways with stars to gaze. Summer haze into a daze. Levitate or gravitate. Penetrate, obliterate. I'll make it work. I'll make it matter. Bury myself and I'll get higher. I now don't mind and I'm not gonna. I'll kill myself, but I don't wanna. Song for you to be forgiven for your ecstasy. Concentrate, masturbate. I sit and wait while you gyrate. I'm sorry to be asking, please. It really is a sight to see. Leave my immortality for what I lack in apathy. I'll make it work. I'll make it matter. Bury myself and I'll get higher. I now don't mind and I don't wanna. I'll kill myself. Oh, I'm not gonna.
Let It Ring. Cool. Oh. Thanks, Aiden. That was sick.
Or was it?
It was really cool. It sounds very, like, Nirvana-ish to me.
I wonder why. So Aiden Shay and I are, like, Nirvana nerds.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Okay, thanks so much for joining me. It's been fun.
All right, Cut Losses, Friday, Studio Records, doors at 7:30. Bring 10 bucks, or actually 12 to get in if you buy at the door. And yeah, I will see you all there, and I am sorry if I made your ears bleed.
Good. Take it, people of the radio.
I know you want it.
Yeah, exactly.
Little masochists.
All right, I'm going to play one more song here before we go. I think Together Pangea.
Yes. We opened for Pangea like a month ago, and they were actually really awesome. Mm-hmm. Will called me a baby. I was like, oh, I'm going to be in LA for my 21st birthday. And he just grabs my face and just goes, you're a little baby. And I was like, all right, thanks, Will.
All right, well, this one is for you, Aiden. Sweet. This is Together Pangea, and this is Los Angeles.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And my name is Shay. This is the show Shine On. Listen every week.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one, everyone.
Say hi to your mother for me.